time now for Stay Human.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Hey, what do you get when you cross the Atlantic with a Titanic?
Halfway. Oh, what did the green grape say to the purple grape? Oh my God, breathe!
That's Gail Addison and Frida Hall. I'm Michael Goldberg, and it's time now for our semi-annual joke show. We're live in studio to take your calls at 218-326-1234. Have you heard any good ones lately, or you got any groaners? See if you can get us very, very serious people to giggle or laugh.
To laugh, yes.
So, what did the camels name their baby born without a hump? Humphrey.
Hey, the pessimist said, oh, this can't get any worse. The optimist said, yes, it can.
Nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait. Thing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtains. Comedy tonight.
Hey, what do you, excuse me, where do they mention tennis in the Bible?
In the Bible?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's in the Bible.
Well, it says Joseph served in Pharaoh's court.
God, I never noticed that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a very careful reading.
You know, Frida, you have a huge book of jokes there. What's the story?
Well, I taught middle school for a lot of years, and, you know, you got to be able to laugh. So I collected jokes.
How many do you have?
About a million.
Yeah, I think maybe you do.
Some of them are funny.
I don't think you're exaggerating. And, you know, so your method is to go to your folder and get out jokes.
Sometimes people have been sending me jokes, too, of course, because they know that I like jokes.
Right. So my method.
To the collection.
Yeah, my method.
A lot of these middle school students that you've had, a lot of them are grandparents now, right?
Please. I think probably. That's funny.
So my method is just like to go crazy on the internet and try and figure out, how do I Google like good jokes? And then you Google good jokes and they're terrible jokes. And then you Google smart jokes and I go, okay, we're getting a little closer. And then you Google celebrities' favorite jokes and then world jokes. I mean, it's hard to find good jokes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it depends
so
on what you mean.
I got a million of them and some of them are funny.
So did you find any?
Well, here's a God joke. You just told a Bible joke.
Yeah.
I got another one. A guy said to God, God, is it true that to you a billion years is like a second? God said, yes. The guy said, God, is it true that to you $1 billion is like a penny? God said, yes. The guy said, God, can I have a penny? God said, sure, just a second.
Yeah. So, how about you, Michael? Do you like jokes?
Well, I've got a Moses joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Moses comes down from the mountain with the tablets and he says, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is I got them down to 10. The bad news is adultery stays.
That's a very adult joke. So how about, what do you call the first draft of a cookbook?
Underdone? What?
A manuscript.
A manuscript.
Underdone.
Underdone
like
is
that.
Pretty good, too.
That's
yeah.
pretty good. Uh-huh.
Making up answers is good, too. Okay, just one more. Then, of course, I'm going to stop, right? Never. So, which writing genre pays the most?
I don't know.
Ransom notes.
You know that wonderful joke about the Buddhist joke? The Buddhist monk goes to the hot dog vendor and says...
Oh, no. Don't talk about the joke. Tell the joke.
I'm going to, but this is... But this is a familiar joke. I'm going to follow through on that joke. So, make me one with everything, says the Buddhist to the tofu hot dog vendor. And then after getting his tofu hot dog, the Buddhist hands the vendor a $20 bill. The vendor takes the money, begins helping the next customer, and the Buddhist looks a little puzzled and asks the vendor, "Where's my change?" The vendor replies, "Change comes from within."
So, two guys sitting in a kayak were pretty chilly, but so they lit a fire in the craft. It sank, of course, proving once and for all that you can't have your kayak and heat it too.
You can't have your kayak and
heat it too.
Is this the part of the show where we do the "it's funny because"?
No, you can't explain jokes.
Okay.
No, never. Please don't. No, there are a lot of them like that, that you get the puzzled look on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I seem to have a lot of God jokes tonight.
Okay,
you ready for another one?
Yeah.
So a climber fell off a cliff, and as he tumbled down, he caught hold of this small branch. "Help! Is there anybody up there?" he shouted, and a majestic voice boomed through the gorge. "I will help you, my son, but first you must have faith in me." "Yes, yes, I trust you," cried the man. "Let go of the branch," boomed the voice. There was a long pause, and the man shouted up again, "Is there anybody else up there?"
That's a good one.
I like that
one. Yeah.
Also, that's something that it would be handy in your real life. Is there anyone else up there?
Yeah, right.
And a branch.
And if there's anyone else out there, you're welcome to call
Please
us
call.
With your joke.
326. Do you need the 218 anymore? Yeah. 218-326-1234.
Yeah. So what do you get if you throw a bunch of books into the ocean?
Floating bird.
A tidal wave. Tidal wave. Tidal.
Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something for everybody. Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Potions and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Battles and
Baseness.
Panderers.
Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Timidity.
Mr.
Fakes.
Slimes.
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers. The royal curse. No Trojan horse.
Zero Mostel. And we have with us, I think, Eddie from Brainerd. Hi, Eddie.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. You got a joke for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Eddie, hit it.
So what does a panda cook its food in?
What does a panda cook its food in? I don't know.
A panda.
Wait, Eddie, did you just call him dumb?
Yep.
A panda. Hey, Eddie, do you know how to spell Canada?
C-A-N-A-D-A. That one's awesome.
Or it's Canada.
Yeah.
Depending on the mood you're in, right?
Yeah.
Do you like to tell jokes, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have another one for us? Another one? You can always call back.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd the rooster cross the road?
Why?
Because the chicken was on vacation.
Yet another version of that joke. That's good.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. Stay tuned.
Call back if you think of another one.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I have one about a boy. Okay. This could be Eddie. All right. A young boy enters a barber shop, and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch, I'm going to prove it to you." And the barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other, and then calls the boy over and asks, "Which do you want, son?" The boy takes the quarters and leaves. "What'd I tell you?" said the barber. "That kid never learns." And later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. "Hey, son, may I ask you a question? Why'd you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" The boy licked his cone and said, "Because the day I take the dollar, that game's over."
Cute.
That's Eddie.
So why did the pregnant woman yell, "Couldn't, wouldn't, shouldn't," when she was in labor?
Why?
Why?
She was having contractions.
That's a grammar joke.
It's a grammar joke.
Yeah, maybe you should tell it again. She yelled,
"Couldn't.
Shouldn't.
Oh, boy. You can't explain
jokes. No.
If
you have to explain it, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got a... Yeah, it's funny because those are contractions.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, if you've got any jokes, you can give us a call at 326-1234 or 1-800-662-5799. Frida, do you have a joke?
So speaking of dumb, he's so dumb that at the bottom of the application where it says "sign here," he wrote "Sagittarius."
That's good.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
What?
I can't wait to find out.
Well, the people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, and the people in Abu Dhabi do. I kind of like that. They're a page right out of history.
Yeah. So, do you know this one? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daryl.
Daryl who?
Daryl, never be another you.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh, Daryl.
Okay, we have a special guest.
Oh, good.
It's Jaden. Hi, Jaden.
Hey, Jaden.
Hi.
Hi.
You got a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, nice and loud.
What do you call a doctor that cleans an alligator's teeth?
What do you call a doctor that cleans an alligator's teeth? I don't know what.
Crazy.
You bet. Crazy's right.
That's good.
Yeah. So, Jaden, how old are you?
7.
You're 7. Okay, great. And you like jokes?
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear another one.
What do you call a gorilla that doesn't have teeth?
A gorilla with no teeth. What?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears. Really? And not the kind you eat. Wow. You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
see. How do you make a witch itch?
How do you make a witch itch? How?
Take the W.
Oh,
another
like
grammar
take
joke.
Take
the W away.
Yeah, I like
And you had another joke that you told me before, a Thanksgiving type joke.
Oh, yeah. How does a turkey wake up its friends?
How?
I don't know.
The alarm clock.
An alarm clock. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Jaden, you got a million of them. And
thanks,
some of them
Jaden.
Are funny.
Thanks, Jaden.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And, yes, we have Eddie. Eddie.
Oh, good. Did Eddie call
back? Oh, Eddie's got another one when we get him on.
Eddie, you got another joke for us, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Eddie.
So my dad did this one. So what did the snowman say to the other snowman?
What?
Do you smell carrots?
So your dad's as funny as you. Hey, Eddie, how old are you?
11.
You're 11. Okay, boy, kids are rocking the show. We're really glad you called
yeah.
in.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
All right, take care. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Say, do you guys know what the monkey said when he caught his tail in the revolving door?
No.
It won't be long now.
I'm not explaining it. Somebody's
understanding.
I am not explaining it. All right, so two campers are walking through the woods and a huge brown bear suddenly appears in the clearing about 50 feet in front of them. And the bear sees the campers and begins to head toward them. And the first guy drops his backpack. He digs out a pair of sneakers and he frantically begins putting them on. And the second guy says, "What are you doing? Sneakers won't help you outrun that bear." "I don't need to outrun the bear," the first guy says. "I just need to outrun you."
Yep. So, Michael, you heard, and Gail, you've heard about the guy who thought about becoming a vegetarian?
No.
But he realized it would be a mistake.
It
would be a mistake.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Should I give up now?
No. But why should you never date a tennis player, Frida?
I don't know why.
Because love means nothing to them.
I like that.
Of course, you have to know tennis. Do you know? Should I explain this one to you?
Yeah.
No, forget it. Forget it. No, we're moving on.
No.
All right, I entered 10 puns in a pun contest, hoping one would win, but no pun intended.
Oh, number jokes. So
thank you.
Spanish magician had a new trick. He said, uno, dos, and disappeared without a trace.
I love that one. I do like that one. So, you know, what's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bike and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle?
I don't know what.
A tire. Oh. Is that a groaner?
That's a groaner. That's a groaner.
Hey, our number's 218-326-1234. The average age of our callers so far has been about 8.5, 9. Mm, so, you know, the phones are wide open. We'd love to hear from you.
Or you can call us at 800-662-5799. And you may have already gathered this. We're really not too particular about our jokes.
Wait a minute.
No, like what did the pirate say when he turned to 80?
I don't know. What?
Aye, matey.
Aye, matey.
I tried to catch fog yesterday. Missed.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
Because he never lands.
Never lands.
Never lands.
Land, get it?
laughing in rhythm. When you feel tickled, put a feather in your ear. Oh, Valti. When you wiggle, la horoti mac bounty, a la horini mo.
Ethan.
Hey.
Hey.
Got a joke for us?
Oh, I do have a joke.
All right, we're ready.
All right, what do you call a man who never farts in public?
Ooh.
What?
A private tutor.
Hey, you know, I'm not real big on fart jokes, but that's good.
That's a Scott Hall joke.
That's,
right
a, good that's a good one. I like that one.
You got any more, Ethan?
Thank you.
Ethan, do you have any more?
I can tell another one if you want.
Yes,
we
please.
Do. It's got to be even equally as appropriate as the fart joke, please.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, what's another good one? Okay, a pair of jumper cables walks into a bar. The bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't star anything.
You know, I love walk into a bar jokes.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're so funny. Ugh.
Do you know the one about the skeleton who walks in the bar?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
He asks for a beer and a mop. Get it? A skeleton?
A skeleton.
A beer and a mop.
A beer and a mop.
The, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Ethan? Is that?
Explain jokes, huh?
Yeah. Not a bad one.
Not a bad one. No.
All right.
Bad.
You come up some with some better ones and call us back, all right?
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ethan.
Hey, working in a mirror factory, that's something I can see myself doing.
Oh. Hey, speaking of the Titanic, I changed my iPod's name to Titanic. It's sinking now.
It's sinking now.
Get it? Oh, that's a very 21st gosh. Century joke.
It's sinking now.
Yeah, it's another spelling joke.
Yeah.
People, it's a smart joke.
Yeah. Well, you have to start, looking at it might be better, yeah.
No, I got it right away.
Oh, good. So do you know the definition of a will?
No.
It's a dead giveaway.
Oh,
dead
did you know
giveaway.
I broke my finger last week, but then on the other hand, I'm okay.
It's the joke show.
The dumber, the better.
On Stay Human. You're welcome to call in with yours, 218-326-1234, 1-800-662-5799.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
And rhythm. Laughing in rhythm. When you feel tickled, put a feather in your ear. Oh, Valti. When you wiggle, la horoti mac bounty, a la horini mo.
Okay, we have a call from a well-known jokester. Maggie is on the line from East Nary. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Maggie.
It's nice to hear
Hi,
all
Maggie.
The jokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
and
you know, it's...
I'm here to raise the average age of the caller.
Yes.
Substantially.
Okay.
Well done. Well, you've already done that. Thanks for calling by now.
Okay. Well, I have one joke.
Okay.
Okay.
And my New Year's resolution, one of many small resolutions this year was to learn a new joke.
And this
so I'm
is it.
Try this one out on you.
Oh, we're honored.
Okay.
Okay. So the world's leading expert on European wasps walks into a record store. Okay. He asks the assistant, hey, do you have European Vespidae Acoustics Volume 2? I believe it was just released on vinyl this week. So the assistant says, certainly, would you like to listen before you buy it? And the expert said, hey, that would be wonderful. And he puts on a pair of headphones. And he listens for a few moments, and he goes, I'm terribly sorry, but I am the world's leading expert on European wasps. And this is not accurate at all. I don't recognize any of these sounds. Are you sure this is the correct recording? So the assistant checks the turntable and realizes that it is indeed European Vespidae and Acoustics, Volume 2. And he apologizes and lifts the needle and goes on to the second track. And then the expert listens for a few moments, and then he says, no, this just can't be right. I've been an expert in this field for 43 years, and I still don't recognize any of these sounds. So the assistant apologized again and lifts the needle and put it down on the next track, and the expert just threw the headphones off and is fuming with outrage and says, this is false advertising. I am the world's leading expert on European wasps, and no European wasp has ever made a sound like the ones on this record. So the shop owner, you know, has overheard the commotion and walked over and said, sir, what seems to be the problem? And he says, I am the world's leading expert on European wasps. Nobody knows more about them than I do. There's no way that the sounds on that record were made by European wasps. So the store owner glanced down, and he sees the problem instantly. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. It appears we've been playing you the B-side.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Hey, so now you're done for the year? You learned a joke.
Yeah,
this
that's
year?
It. I only said I'd learn one.
So, how many times do you think you're going to tell this one?
I have no. Whenever called upon, I suppose.
Setting's got to be right.
Well, we're on for another 35 minutes, so you can call back in a few minutes and tell it again.
There might be some new people tuning in.
Yes, there's time.
So, I have a bee joke for you, Maggie. These two bees.
Okay, I want to hear it.
These two bees are sitting around in the living room, and there's a turntable and a couple of giant speakers, and one is saying, want to listen to some music? I've got Bebop, Beethoven, Beyonce, The Beatles, Beastie Boys, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and Justin Bieber. The other one says, do you have anything from Sting? I know. It's not as good as yours.
But it is the B-side.
Yeah.
It is the B-side. Well, joke on, you guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Maggie.
Happy New Year.
Every breath you take.
Get it? The other bee says, you got any sting?
Hey, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains. Pull yourself together.
Oh, yeah. The midget runs into the doctor's office and says, you got to see me right away. And the doctor says, I'm sorry, you'll just have to be a little patient.
So what do you call a dinosaur with no eyes? Do you think he saw us?
No. Why are skeletons never asked to play music at church services? They don't have any organs.
Oh, of course not. What do you call a man with a spade on his head? Doug. What do you call a man without a spade on his head? Douglas.
So, what did the mermaid wear to math class?
The mermaid wear to math class. What?
An algae bra.
Can you say that on the radio?
We had fart jokes. I'm sure we can have.
Oh, yeah. I have a knife joke.
Well, the thing is, you know, mermaids, we should have done a little like a trigger warning for any mermaids who might be listening.
Yeah. Well, I have another utensil joke.
Okay.
When I see lovers' names carved in a tree, I don't think it's sweet. I just think it's surprising how many people bring a knife on a date.
I like that. So, speaking of musicians, a husband and a wife are at a marriage counselor because they never talk to each other anymore. The therapist cannot get them to engage in conversation. As a last resort, the therapist brings in a stand-up bass player. The bass player starts playing, and the couple turn to each other and start talking.
That took me a minute.
And Ethan is back with us.
All right.
Hi, Ethan.
Hey, coincidentally, I do have two music jokes for you.
Okay, perfect.
Well, at least one. I have one.
Okay, Ethan.
All right, what do you get when you mix music and a slippery road?
What do you get?
Music and a slippery road. What?
Well, if you don't C sharp, you'll be flat.
Yes.
Have you actually heard any of my music puns?
No.
No. You like have a lot. You make them up?
Yeah, they are my forte.
Okay. Let's hear a few.
They're his forte.
Get it?
Have you heard my
forte,
music puns?
Music puns. Forte. That's a music term.
Forte.
Can't explain.
See, it's funny because.
Oh, so Ethan, maybe you know this one. What's the difference between a guitar player and a large pizza?
I don't know.
A large pizza can feed a family of four.
Oh, that's okay. Sad. Don't tell that to a bass really player. Don't tell the bass player joke and then those and that then one back
well,
to back.
Well,
no.
What's the difference between a jazz musician and a savings bond?
Well, I don't know.
After 20 years, the bond matures and pays a dividend.
Oh, dear. Really, that's really sad, isn't it?
You know, 20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, Steve Jobs. Now we have no cash, no hope, no jobs. Please don't let Kevin Bacon die.
So, did we lose Ethan?
Ethan, are you still there?
Have we lost
no,
him?
Ethan's gone.
I don't blame
but
him.
But we do have, we have one of our favorite callers. Because Eddie's back. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Okay, so a guy walks into the doctor's office and he just starts screaming, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee. The doctor says, I think I know your problem. You're too tense.
You're too tense.
You're too tense.
Yeah.
I so get
that's
that.
That's a good one. Thanks, Eddie.
Eddie, yeah. do they have any good comedy clubs in Brainerd?
No.
I think you really have a lot of, there's a lot of opportunity there for you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's see if Ethan gets this one. It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they always take things literally.
They always take literally. Things
literally. Yes.
Because they always
stop.
Take...
Knock, knock, Michael.
Who's there?
Armageddon.
Armageddon who?
Armageddon bored. Let's do something else.
You know any other knock-knock jokes?
Yeah. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Rufus.
Rufus who?
Rufus, the most important part of your house. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Kent.
Kent who?
Can't reach the doorbell, that's why I'm knocking.
A woman walks into a library and asks if they have any books about paranoia. The librarian, they're right behind you!
Paranoia jokes, that's a new category.
It was right up there with the kleptomaniacs, don't you think?
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio not. Here I come.
(laughs) 218-326-1234 or 800-662-5799. If you'd like to join Ethan or Eddie, Jaden or Maggie, and give us a joke for our joke show,
please, please
give us a call. 218-326-1234.
Laughing in the new year.
That's music from the Triplets of Belleville.
Yeah, great.
In case you want to know. And coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll have jazz on America Avenue here on your Northern Community Radio service. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have the news. So laugh now.
Laugh now.
But this is a great way to start a new year, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
I think the annual joke show always needs to be the first Sunday of January.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and then we can do the semi-annual joke show in the summertime.
Yeah,
sometime.
With summer jokes.
Yeah.
So why does a milking stool only have three legs?
Oh, why?
Because the cow's got the udder.
All right, we have another caller. Who have we got here?
We have Lana from Hoyt Lakes. Hi, Lana.
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
You got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
What kind of a witch lives in the desert?
What kind of witch lives in the desert?
What kind?
A sandwich.
A sandwich. Are the witches eat the sandwiches there, right? Something like that.
That's my kind of joke. I like that.
Yeah, that's Frida's kind of joke. Are you in middle school by any chance, Lana?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Oh, perfect.
You know any other jokes?
No.
Okay. Well, if you come up with any, please call us.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Someone contributed this joke via telephone, doesn't want to go on the air. What's the difference between a viola and a vacuum cleaner?
What?
A vacuum cleaner has to be plugged in before it sucks.
Oh, see? Oh. Man, we are dissing musicians tonight.
Really?
Oh, boy,
really,
that's...
It's like the accordion joke, you know,
the
rare accordion that somebody has to take all the way to Chicago to get it properly fixed with an accordion master. And they are driving around in Chicago and they're not sure they got the address and they're reluctant to get out of the car, but they have to get out of the car. So they lock the car and they just hope that the accordion will be safe. And when they come back, horrors, the back window's been smashed open and there in the back are two accordions. And we have Old Man River is calling in from Jacobson. Hiya, Mike.
Hi, I just drove by the studio and saw the light was on, so I tuned into the show, and I safely pulled off on the Great River Road here to tell my favorite Nanwalk.
I'm glad you pulled over before you called us. What have you got for
us? I did, yes. I'm a safe driver here. Yeah. So, anyways, a man walks into a bar, and he's carrying a head under his arm, and he takes a stool and sets the head down on the counter. And he says to the bartenders, and my friend, the head and I, we want a shot of your best whiskey. Bartender brings over two shots, pours the best. Buddy takes it, to the head's lips, and he sips it down, and poof, puff of smoke out shoots a neck and a trunk of a body. People in the bar are astounded. They can't believe what they're seeing. Maybe a miracle. So his friend says, bartender, I think we need another. Bartender pours another shot of his finest. Friend holds it up to his buddy, the head's lips. Head sips it down, smacks his lips, and boom, out shoots a left arm, hand, a right arm, and a hand. People can't believe what's happening. It could be a miracle. We'll have another. Bartender pours another of his finest. This time, the head takes it in his free hand, pounds it down, and bam, in a puff of smoke, it completely disappears. Everybody does not know what to do. Bartender walks over to the head's friend, puts his hand on his shoulder, and says, you know, he really should have quit while he was ahead.
Have a safe drive home, Mike.
Yeah, you can start your engine again.
Catch you later, Michael. Bye.
Hit the road, Mike.
Good night. And we have Greg on the line. Now we do. We have Greg on the line from Brainerd. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
We're laughing our heads off.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you call a dog with no legs? Nothing. He won't come when you call him anyway. Thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks, Happy Greg. New Year. So, what did the nut say when it was chasing the other nut? I'm a cashew.
So, what do you call a 100-year-old cheerleader?
What?
Old Yeller.
Hey, you know, I love the way the earth rotates.
Oh.
It really makes my day.
Oh, geography jokes.
Oh, you got those?
I probably do, yeah. Do you know this one, though, about the patient who goes to the doctor and says, you know, I keep thinking I'm a goat.
Yes.
And the doctor says, how long have you been feeling this way? And the patient says, ever since I was a kid.
Ever since I was a kid.
Get it.
She noticed I got it right away.
Yeah.
I got that one right
away.
He's
a tough audience.
Okay. So a man walks up to a librarian and asks, do you have any books on Pavlov's dogs and Schrodinger's cat? The library thinks for a minute. You know, it rings a bell, but I'm not sure if it's here or not. That's what we call
a
smart
joke. Yeah.
That's a smart joke, yes. Some people are really chuckling. Some are going,
what?
Yeah.
It rings a bell, but I'm not sure if it's here or not.
But Pavlov is sitting at a pub enjoying a pint, and the phone rings, and he jumps up shouting, oh, my God, I forgot to feed the dog.
Lena is called back from White Lakes. Hi, you got another one for us.
Yeah.
Okay, Lena.
Lena, you got another one for us?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you call a red-headed ninja?
A red-headed ninja. What?
A ginger.
A ginger.
A ginger.
Is that you, Gail? Gail's a ginger.
A ginger, but I'm not a ninja. Thanks, Lena.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Do you know how the Vikings used to send messages? Secret messages, of course.
How?
By Norse code.
By Norse code.
Yeah, that's really not very funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
We had to throw out our Vikings jokes.
Yeah, I know, because they won.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us one Vikings losing joke? Because now it's
like it's funny because
fun.
They're not.
It's fun.
So
instead
what do you call
of sad.
A bunch of Vikings sitting around in the basement?
What?
A wine cellar.
Yeah.
Yes, it doesn't work anymore. Who's
no one's
whining?
Gonna tell
Nobody's
those jokes
whining.
Anymore.
Whew.
Ever again.
Ever
yeah.
again.
No, never again till the next
till
game.
Next time.
Yeah.
Till the next game.
Well, till
yeah.
we lose the Super Bowl,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And well, then, we haven't
no, we have a ways.
Yet.
There's a ways
I know.
To go.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Say, do you guys know what was Noah's biggest problem on the Ark?
What?
Those two termites.
Hey, do you know what a cannibal is? Someone who is fed up with people. Speaking of eating, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's cannibals refuse to eat the clowns, right?
Yeah, because they taste funny. So what's a hypochondriac?
What?
It's somebody who just won't let well enough alone.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's back.
Eddie's back.
Eddie.
Hi there.
Hi there.
So
So my sister just remembered this one, so she wanted me to tell you this one.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oswald.
Oswald who?
Oswald who?
Oswald, four candy canes, and now my stomach hurts.
Does your whole family sit around and tell jokes a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
So you've heard of Murphy's Law? Well, like anything that can go wrong will go wrong. But have you heard about Cole's Law? It's thin sliced cabbage dipped in mayonnaise and sour cream. You've heard about it? Coleslaw?
Well, yeah, because some of middle school, I was a middle school teacher. Do
Absolutely.
You hear about my class trip to the Coca-Cola factory?
No.
Yeah, of course, one of the kids had to say, is there going to be a pop quiz?
What's there?
Hey, do you know that what you call an expert hypnotist?
What?
A stair master.
Stair master. That is like an 80s joke, right?
Yes, because I still have stair master.
Okay, then it's a it's a 2020s joke.
Yes.
I don't think I know any more jokes.
You don't know any more jokes? Well, how about this one? Where do cows buy their clothes?
Where?
From catalogs.
Catalogs. Well, that's good. Okay, so Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were going camping, and they pitched their tent under the stars and went to sleep, and sometime in the middle of the night, Holmes woke Watson up and said, Watson, look up at the sky. Tell me what you see. Watson said, I see millions and millions of stars. And Holmes said, and what do you deduce from that? And Watson replied, well, if there are millions of stars, and even if a few of those have planets, it's quite likely there are some planets like Earth out there. And if there are a few planets like Earth out there, there might also be life. Holmes said, Watson, it means that somebody stole our tent.
Oh, yeah.
I love those kind of jokes.
When chemists die... What happens to them?
What?
When chemists die.
What happens to them?
They bury them.
Bury them.
Bury them. Get it?
Bury
them. Chemistry, get it?
Okay, so it rings a bell, but I'm not sure if it's here or not. I'm still working
Shorty
on that one.
Bury them.
Yeah. I got a hunter joke.
Okay.
An engineer, a lawyer, and a statistician go out deer hunting together. The engineer shoots and misses by 4 feet to the left. The lawyer shoots and misses by 4 feet to the right, and the statistician yells, we got him!
It's averages, statistics.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, that's so,
that
yes. Michael, why'd you tell that?
I hate statistics. So let me tell you one that's a lot dumber than that.
Okay.
So I stayed up all night to see where the sun went. And then it dawned on me.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why the Frisbee kept getting bigger, and then it hit me.
Yeah. And you know what a pessimist is? It's somebody who looks both ways when they're crossing a one-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what religion is? It's where you find prophets and non-profits. That got a big laugh.
And do you, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity.
Yeah.
I can't put it down.
Can't put it down.
Oh, these science jokes are just amazing. Huh.
Well, here's a joke about jokes. I did a theatrical performance once about puns. It was a play on words.
It was a play on words.
Oh, my God.
That's your forte.
So a photon's going through airport security, and the TSA agent asks if he has any luggage, and the photon says, no, I'm traveling light.
That's, yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I
science
got it.
Science joke?
I got it. Yeah. So for a while, Houdini used a lot of trapdoors in his act, but he was just going through a stage.
Here's another math joke. Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of excuse me? Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers? He will stop at nothing to avoid them.
Math
that's
jokes.
Not everybody gets those.
It's a step above the statistic jokes, but you know. Yeah.
So this was better. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens? Because all they said was, bawk, bawk, bawk.
I like that one. What is the most common cause of dry skin?
I don't know.
Towels.
Oh yeah.
Canada.
Are those just the best? You know, you don't need to know any chemistry or anything. Yeah. Did you hear about the cartoonist who was found dead in his home? Yeah, details are sketchy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. You know, every year people come up with new, they make up new words and then definitions that go with them.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a few here. So chair drobe, it's the chair where all your clothes live permanently. And text spectation, it's that anticipation of waiting for an answer to your text. You're just staring at it. And uncoordinated, when you're unable to type without repeatedly making mistakes, which would be me. But then here's the best of all time, Frisbeetarianism, the belief that when you die, your soul goes up on the roof and gets stuck. Those are the absolute
best.
That's
pretty good.
You can still join our show at 218-326-1234 or 800-662-5799. This is a non-profit, non-commercial, listener-owned and supported radio service licensed by the federal government, but we still get to do the joke show every year. Lana's called again from White Lakes. Hi, Lana.
Hi.
What do you got?
What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for college?
For college? What did he say?
Bye, son.
Of course. That was so sweet. Bye, son.
Thanks, Lana.
Bye. We have Pat from Zirkle, which is funny in itself, on the line. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I have what I call a very versatile knock-knock joke that the grandkids and I do together. But so here it goes. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Impatient cow.
No.
Oh, that took a second.
I like that.
I've heard that before, and I knew that was coming, but I couldn't remember how it was going to come together.
Say, Pat, have you heard why Finns are not good at telling jokes? Timing.
That's another versatile one, too, because you can tell about Norwegians too.
Yeah,
timing.
Sure.
Well, you and the grandkids must have a blast.
Because
jokes.
You know, Santa and you know, any animal, so it's really fun.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
I mean, really, yeah. Zirkle is just like the best name of any town in northern Minnesota. So
I know, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm glad you called.
Zirkle. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Love it. Okay.
Happy New
thank
Year.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey, do you guys know how the hipster burned his mouth?
How?
He ate his dinner before it was cool.
I love to make fun of hipsters. Good job, Frida.
We've got a few minutes left in the annual joke show. The Federal Communications Commission has not called. We hope you will, though.
Yeah.
218-326-1234, 800-662-5799.
Do you know what kind of music chiropractors listen to?
What kind?
No.
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Hip hop. Oh boy. So speaking of music, what was Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana. Get it?
Yeah. No, I totally get it. I totally get it.
Why did Beethoven get rid of all of his chickens?
Because they kept saying, bark, bark, bark.
I just learned that joke today.
So time flies like an arrow, but fruit flies like a banana.
I like that joke. That's a Groucho Marx, isn't it?
I know it. And what's you have a favorite Groucho Marx?
About,
it's about a dog.
Yeah. So
outside of
a dog, a book is a man's best friend because inside of a dog, it's too dark to read.
Yeah. Oh, that's we got to tell that one every single time we're on. It's a winner.
It's a winner.
All right, we got another caller.
We got another winner.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's Joe calling in from Bemidji. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Got a joke for us?
Yeah. What's blue and smells like red paint?
What's blue and smells like red paint?
Blue paint. Yeah, and did you know atoms have no mass?
No.
I didn't even know they were Catholic.
Oh, that paint one just got me.
Sometimes the simple ones, you know, they get you every time.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Hey, Joe, do you know what you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
No.
Philippe Philippe.
Very good.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Yeah, good night.
Happy New Year. So two sociologists are sitting by the pool, and one turns to the other and says, "Have you read Marx?" To which he replies, "Yes, it's these darn wicker chairs."
That kind of goes with red paint, doesn't it?
It sure
yeah.
does.
How about this one? What was the president's name in 1960?
I don't know. I mean, I know who the president was. Go ahead. What was the president's name in 1960?
This is so dumb. I don't even want to finish it.
Oh, okay.
Let me just laugh.
Wait a minute. The president's name in 1960 was Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No, the president's name in you're supposed to say the president right now, because what was the president's name in 1960?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's too long ago.
So how about this?
How about
this one?
Are we going to try and fix jokes now?
How many ears does Mr. Spock have?
Two?
Two.
Three. The left ear, the right ear, and the final frontier.
Okay, and we have Joanna. Joanna on from Brainerd. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Joanna.
Now we are. Hi, Joanna. Joanna, are you there?
No, this is still Willie.
Oh, that's Willie. Okay. Hi, Willie.
Good.
Hi.
Hey, let's hear your joke.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
It's all right. He's awake now.
They woke him up. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Here's this one. What do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know. What?
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Yeah.
Pork
chop. Oh, I knew that one. I'm just waiting for the punchline. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
And we have a call from Joanna in Brainerd. Hi, Joanna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm calling with a couple jokes.
Okay.
Why do mermaids wear seashells?
Why?
Because the D shells are too big.
That's our second mermaid
bra
show.
Right. That's an algae bra.
Yeah, that's a theme. That's
what,
a theme.
What else you got, Joanna?
Okay, I've got one more. It's a little PG, but it's still family friendly.
All right.
What did the beaver say to the tree?
What?
Give me the damn building supplies.
You know what that's like? So what did the fish say when he hit the wall? Damn.
What?
Damn.
Well, thanks.
And I have to shout out there that I'm Eddie's mom.
I'm so proud of you.
A very talented young man there. Eddie's going places.
Yeah, have a good night.
Next time Eddie's in Grand Rapids, make sure he stops by our studio, okay?
Okay, will right. do.
Happy
thanks.
New Year. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, suddenly we're out of time.
Pretty near.
So there's no time for this one?
Oh, yes, there is.
So one day a mailman was greeted by a boy and a huge dog. The mailman asked, "Does your dog bite?" "No," said the boy. Just then the huge dog bit the mailman. "I thought you said your dog didn't bite," yelled the mailman. "He doesn't," replied the boy. "That's not my dog."
Ouch!